Chair of the Board of Council meeting for April 23rd, if everyone would stand and pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the citizens of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Do we have roll call?
Jim Westfall.
Here.
Lane Chen.
Here.
Ryan Grove.
Here.
Dan Radley.
Here.
Shelley Rose.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Mary Elton.
Here. Adoption of the agenda. I just asked that you allow me under miscellaneous to tell you what's happened with Stellar and as well as talk to you about a ban for the, let's see. Ban is a ban anticipation. It's a bond anticipation note. And that'll be before your next council, but I'll tell you when we get to it.
Public hearing on ordinance 4, 2018, additional appropriation, endorse ordinance from Edit, new business incentive in the amount of $20,000 for Pioneer Oil. First reading was on April 9th, 2018.
Does anybody want to speak?
Anybody want to speak for or against?
Just for information, this ordinance, the $20,000 for Pioneer, remember when they agreed to move over to Genesis from Illinois, part of the KCDC as well as the city agreed to give $100,000 apiece to help them with getting a parking lot in place, and we were to pay that $20,000 a year over 5 years, and I believe this will be our third payment.
Nobody spoke for or against the ordinance, so we will close the public hearing.
Now we'll go back to the council bill. Adoption of the agenda.
Move to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Westfall, second by Councilman Chapman. To adopt the agenda, and I want to add the Stellar and ban on the miscellaneous.
Question.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Lane Chen.
Yes.
Ryan Grove.
Yes.
Dan Radley.
Yes.
Shelley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And that is adopted by a vote of 6-0. Next is approval of minutes for the April 9th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for April 9, 2018.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Westfall, second by Councilman Rowlett to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Lane Chen?
Yes.
Ryan Grove?
Yes.
Dan Rowlett?
Yes.
Shelley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
And those are approved by a vote of 6-0. Next is petition more for monstrances. We'll go to committee chair reports.
I've got a couple of bids, quotes for us. I'm still waiting on. I have a couple of bids and quotes for you for wireless in Grant Park. Just to briefly explain, we're still waiting on one from AME and one from Verizon. On the top, you'll have one from DOSForce. It basically just lays out the cost of two different types of access points, what you can charge for those, and the router format and the labor, whatever you would choose from that, if you would choose two, one, or just one, it would go from there. Then from Synergy, Synergy's a little bit different since we already have a deal with Synergy. If we decide to go with one router, it will be a certain cost per month. If we went with two, it will be a certain cost per month. Because since we already have workings with them, it's a different setup. So those are two things to look at. Once I get the quotes from the AME and Verizon, we'll have those as well. So we
Any other committee reports? Just so we know, the solid waste that was supposed to be this morning was postponed until Wednesday at 8:00. Report to city officers.
Dusty Lukey, Vincent's Police Department. I wanted to talk with you guys a little bit tonight about, we, as you guys probably know, we have some positions that are coming open very quickly for this summer, and it's to the tune of 5 officers. We've got 4 retiring soon, and we have the one position that is open that we added for the school resource last year. So obviously, we've been going through the process with the merit board and getting people on the list, and we have one officer who's been given a conditional offer of employment. When they get to that point, their conditions are that they can pass the psychological and medical to be approved by PERF and come on the department. So we have one that's already agreed, and that would fill that vacant spot that's already open. My question is, and I've came before and requested this, we have Lieutenant John Stangle, who will be finishing up his last working day in about the middle of May. And we also have Major Kevin Jacobs, who will be finishing up towards the first part of June. We actually have 2 other individuals, one of which has already turned in their 2 weeks, per se, longer than 2 weeks, because his last day would be Jack Boger. His last day will be August the 6th. There's another one that hasn't turned those in yet, but it's anticipated and it's going to happen, and that being B.J. Helderman. So what I wanted to cross with you guys was the idea that it is important for us to kind of get moving on where they can get their equipment ordered, and my goal is to have at least 3 officers July 1st in the academy down in Evansville. So if I could have your permission, I believe the money will be there simply because you'll be filling a rookie salary and position in a slot where there was a major and a lieutenant. So I was hoping we could go ahead and get the ball rolling once they are completely finished, and go ahead and get them started rolling it with your permission. So that was my request for today.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing, Chief. I mean, that's a long process to get started, and the quicker we can get it started, the better.
Thank you.
Also at this time, I'm going to introduce Leah Bankman. She is the new director of the animal shelter. Leah. I think she's going to do a great job. We're glad that she took the position, and then she's got her assistant, Angie. Okay, we'll move on. Old business, ordinance 4, 2018. Your first reading was April the 9th, and you had your public hearing just a few minutes ago.
We did have a public hearing and nobody spoke for or against ordinance 4, 2018. Make a motion to read ordinance 4, 2018.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Westfall, second by Councilman Ravelet for second reading of ordinance 4, 2018.
Ordinance 4, 2018, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2 from edit $20,000. Business incentives.
Discussion. Call for questions.
Kim Wells?
Yes.
Kim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Ryan Rowe?
Yes.
Lane Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravelet?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 4, 2018 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Make a motion to have third reading of ordinance 4, 2018.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Westfall, second by Councilman Chapman, to have third and final reading of ordinance 4, 2018.
Ordinance 4, 2018, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1 and 2 for $20,000 for new business incentive.
Question. Cheryl Wells?
Yes.
Kim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Ryan Rowe?
Yes.
Lane Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravelet?
Yes.
Third and final reading passes by a vote of 6-0. Move to new business. First up is Kirk Bishop. Vincent, why are you here?
Do I need that?
Okay. Maybe. See how they can't hear me.
What was that?
thanks for having us here tonight. We tried to appear before the board, before the council, once a year at least, to give all of you an update on what's going on with your water utilities, our water utilities. Tonight with me, I have Josh Moore, Dave Abel, Hunter Pennell, Stan Eck, and Matthew Lindsay, which is our team of managers at the utility. I asked them to join me here tonight so that if there's any questions that I can't answer, they can answer them. But no, seriously, I want to thank them for all their efforts. And I know you all know these people and work with them in the community and on other projects. And we're very fortunate to have this team working with our utilities. And these aren't the only, you know, we have 42 employees, and we're really proud of all of them, not just the ones that are here tonight. I am proud to report to you tonight that our water utilities are in the best condition they ever have been from all perspectives that I can see. We strive every day to do three things with our infrastructure that we're entrusted to maintain and improve, and that is, first, take care of what we have. I mean, that's really the foundation of how we manage your and our water utilities. Is we have some very good assets that a lot of money has been spent for many years, and we feel strongly that the best route and the most efficient route to continue to provide quality services to the community at a fair price is to always, first and foremost, take care of what we have. Second, we want to finish anything that we start. That kind of goes without saying. And, we've had a couple examples of that over the last few years, but that has paid dividends for us. And then the third thing that we spend a lot of time on in our departments and with this group behind me working on is planning for the future. You know, paying attention to what's changing out there, what regulations are changing, how our community might be changing with regards to the aging water lines or sewer lines or storm lines or levee facilities that we have out in the community, and where the growth is happening, where we need to be kind of ahead of where, you know, you all and the city administration is planning to build roads and shopping centers or whatever's out there. We need to be planning even farther ahead than you are, because we've got to be there before the rest of the infrastructure can be put in. So what I thought I'd do tonight, and we'll happily answer any questions. I know you don't want to spend the next 3 or 4 hours talking about utilities, but I thought the best way to kind of give you a real quick snapshot of what we've done, what we're currently doing with each utility. You have a blue sheet in front of you and a green sheet. If you'll lay them kind of side by side, with the blue sheet on the left, green sheet on the right. The blue sheet represents our goal. Every year, our managers put together their priorities for that particular year, and I put my twist on them, summarize them, and present them to the Utility Services Board for their approval, and then that's kind of how we plan our year. Those are the major things that we talk about every week in our meetings, and that's how we kind of keep track of how we're doing, and we're going to get done this year what we plan to do. 2017, the blue sheet, and I'll just kind of go down through here real quickly. There's a lot of words on there. You can read all these. You can ask us any questions either this evening or after the meeting or in future days if there's something that you'd like to dive deeper into. But I'll just go talk about the water utility. We, for the first time, for only the second time, since 1887, we opened a new water plant, a new drinking water control facility and water plant building. We started using it in September, late September. That project was completed. We talked about it for at least since the late 1980s in our community. And as you know, it fulfills a lot of safety requirements that we were not, and also the plumbing, what I'll call the plumbing in the well field, was all replaced, and you can rest assured that your water supply, it is much more consistent now than it was prior to that facility. That facility, we just reported to the Utility Services Board, the budget for that facility was just over $3.9 million construction cost, and we were able to complete it at just under 4.2. And primarily the change orders that resulted in the increased cost had to do with redoing the driveway areas and the entrance areas. We had to tear up more of the old parking lot and the old driveway than we had anticipated to make sure that the continuity of service when they switched the water lines over. And we were able to do that with really no interruption service to the community. So from the water department side, that was the biggest thing that happened in 2017. You can see there we replaced some equipment, and we did quite a bit of preparation during 17 for the storage tank rehabilitation and the automated meter reading programs. Looking at 18 there for the water department, we are next month, as soon as Vincennes University is out of class, probably early mid-May, we will begin the rehabilitation, recoding of the VU storage tank. It was last done in 1997. The life of those coatings usually runs somewhere between 18 and 25 years. We're in that 20 to 22 range now. So that project is scheduled to be completed at a cost of about $570,000 in May and June of this year. We are working closely with John Sprague and the mayor with regards to the water main replacement on Main Street, Phase 1. That's on our radar this year. I think the bid came in at, what was it, 422 or? Yeah, $423,000 for the water portion of that bid. So we're part of that project, although it's through the city and the RDC, but we are paying for the water side through the water utility. We're well on our way on the automated meter reading program. We have almost 50% of all of our 8,500 meters converted to the radio read meters. We'll be putting the collectors in this summer. What the collectors do is they pull all those readings in and then send them into our office. We won't have door-to-door meter reading anymore after the end of this year. Those people will be redeployed and replacing folks that retire and so forth. So we will eventually cut staff as a result of that automation, replacing a couple of trucks. So, I will say this about the collectors. We're using our own assets. We'll have for half of those collectors, and then also, well, the VU tank, Fox Ridge tank, and the Emerson tank on the south side of town will have antennas on them to collect those meter readings. The the facilities that we're looking to use outside of our ownership, the city's ownership, would be Township Fire Station out on Old 41 North near, what's the subway? Fort Knox. And then Franklin School area. I'm talking to the school corporation about a site for a tower there at Franklin School. And then the last one is out on Bower Drive out by Clark Middle School where our lift station currently is. So, we feel like that'll give us good coverage of the entire community. On the wastewater side, We completed the phosphorus removal project. There was a mandate by IDEM and EPA to remove our phosphorus emissions to the river from about a 7 part per million level down below 1. We had a contractor out of Evansville that completed that project about 90% and then filed bankruptcy and walked off the job, as well as 6 or 7 other major jobs that they had going. Fortunately, we had managed the process to the point that we weren't upside down in the project, so we were able to take what was remaining that we owed them and the retainage, that's the word I'm looking for. Thank you, Dave. Glad you're listening. We were able to use the retainage and what was left in the contract we became the general contractor for the project and got that project completed on budget and on time. And our first requirement to meet was in November, and we've met that and met it ever since. So we're proud of that. We completed a sanitary sewer connection out on Industrial Boulevard out in the, this was a kind of a leftover project that we wanted to get done after the Farvest and the Industrial Park sewer system that was put in. We removed an old small NDOT lift station that was out there. We replaced some equipment. We completed a sanitary sewer line replacement up in the old Orchard area that was a little bit of a, you know, in a very heavily residential area, tight streets, tight shrubbery, tight everything up there, and we were able to kind of do a surgical strike there and get that completed. Basically, the replacement of SCADA server means we upgraded some of our technology that we use to make sure that we know what's working and what's not working within the whole organization from an operations standpoint. This year, on the wastewater side, we hope to work on the influent, some work at the wastewater treatment plant. These things probably won't mean a whole lot to you. I won't go over those in detail, but basically this has to do with taking care of what we have. You know, we have a wastewater treatment plant that is approaching, the main part of it is approaching 20 years old now. So the new wastewater plant is kind of like the new Lincoln High School. It's getting old. So there are some major assets out there that we want to take a look at and make sure if there's anything we can do now to rehabilitate or to maintain, and this saves us 10 times what we have to pay later to replace it. We've got another lift station we're looking at eliminating as well. On the stormwater side, just moving along, we had a big year in stormwater. Many of these things you all have heard about and looked at with us. I won't go into each one of them in great detail, but you can see on the list there, one big item that we really never thought we'd ever see complete was the levee construction across the south lawn of the national park. Hunter and the group that we had working on that did a great job navigating through all of the agencies and the issues. And I will say that Frank Doofman and the Park Service folks could not have been more cooperative. I think we struck right at the right, Frank had the right attitude to help the community, and certainly he helped a lot in us getting that done. And that provides for strong levy certification prospects as well by having that finished. We completed Levy Street from the National Park to Kemmel Park. We completed the reworking of the rehabilitation and enlargement of the closure there at Kemmel Park during this last year with the assistance of the university out there. Completed some of this stuff you don't think is all that important to the community. community, but for instance, that item that says complete replacement of mantle ditch culvert at Russell Road. Well, mantle ditch is one of the three major drainage facilities in our town. And, you know, during dry weather, nobody pays attention to any of that. But when we start talking about floods and people start, you know, looking at the possibility of damage to their own property, these ditches and creeks become very important. Mantle Ditch, City Ditch, and Kelso Creek. We replaced a major structure out there on Wessel Road at Mantle Ditch this last year. So this year on the stormwater side, we've got a smaller project over here in the National Park area, Gatewell, what we call Gatewell 16, which doesn't mean anything to you, but it's over here on Patrick Henry Drive. We're looking to finish that project. We're looking at doing some electrical and controls at Second Niblack, and we certainly are happy about having worked with the city and the intersection there at Second and Niblack. We had a lot of stuff that you don't see under that intersection that got either replaced or rehabilitated back in good working order that really hadn't been touched from a maintenance standpoint probably since it was built in the 1950s. We're working hard now on what's called the levee seepage control project. That is one of the last items that we feel like is going to be very important to our success to achieve levee certification through FEMA. And we're working on that this year. We hope to continue to work on Mantle Ditch and City Ditch throughout the city. We're working, and those ditches are not very popular for people to talk about, and particularly not popular to spend money on. But they are very important to this city, very important. Last thing that I was going to cover on this sheet is the customer service. We feel like we've really ramped up our abilities in the area of customer service the last few years. We've caught up with the rest of the world on our automation of how you can deal with it, how you can pay us. I'm not aware of anybody that has a system, more accommodating than we are as far as methods of payment. We do offer full online capabilities now. You can get your mail, or you can get your bill by email. We're promoting that because that saves all of us funds, from postage to envelopes. We're working on that. So those are kind of the highlights real quickly. I went down through the last thing that I was going to touch on is the last sheet that I gave you, the white sheet, and that is I didn't reprint it, I just copied this today, but just as you all know, 2 years ago, about now, you all approved some rate increases for the utility to move forward with some of these projects that we're talking about. And at that time, this sheet is straight out of the approval that night when we talked about it, but at that time, we split out some of the projects for later and delayed it by 2 years. Guess what? The 2 years is up. So this sheet outlines what projects we held off. On the water side, we still have three water tanks to rehabilitate. Hillcrest, Fox Ridge, and Emerson in that order. And our plans are to do that one a year for the next 3 years. 19, 20, and 21 would be the years we would do those. Finishing up the radio read AMR meter reading process that we just talked about. On the sewer side, we will pay off the payment to Knox County Development Corporation this year on the loan, so to speak, that they made to the utility back in 13 or 14 when we did the sewer project that not only serves Fargo, but is a huge, an advantage for this community for our industrial park. So, with all that being said, these rates will take effect July 1st, as was originally proposed. There'll be no action required of this body for that process. It was all approved 2 years ago by all of you, but I'm just here to show you. And this is a relevant, we did most of it back in 16. I think I did the numbers, and this represents about a 6% increase over the current rates, which, and I'll remind you that we still have, I've got a sheet here that hasn't been updated for a while, but we were 17th lowest out of about 25 utilities here in all these cities around us, with several below us currently working on rate increases. So we're working our way back down. We got up to about the midpoint. We were at the bottom 2 years ago. Got up to about the midpoint. Now we're working our way back down to the bottom. And I think the way we take care of our facilities, the way we pay attention to what we're doing, I think has boded well for those rates to stay on the low end of our neighbors and cities larger than we are, and even cities our size. So I guess in closing, I'd like to just say thank you for all your strong support of our utilities. I feel strongly that we have a very strong water utility, including levee, stormwater, sewer and water. So be happy to answer any questions. I don't know if that's what you were expecting me to present, but if I missed something, I'll be happy to cover it.
Real quick, what was the cost of the phosphorus removal?
It was $2.5 million. That was the contract cost, and we came in right at that.
And the 2017 major goals under stormwater, it refers to prepare for the 2018 completion of the McKinley Avenue Stormwater Project Phase 2. Can you detail about that?
Well, that is an important stormwater facility that we built. I don't know what year it was, 14 maybe. We built phase one, 13, 14. It had been on the plans to do that for a long time. I think Duffy Stratner and Hunter had looked at that 10 years ago, probably at least. We got phase one finished, and we built the basin to accommodate for not only what's going there now, but also to go up into that neighborhood that's above that basin. And I forgive me, I can't. Is it Ridgeway Avenue, and get into that area and put some storm sewers in that area. We still plan to do that. Whether or not we're going to be able to get that done in 18, it's probably going to be a challenge, but that is front and center on our radar when the funding is available to do that. We're using our stormwater utility money that some of you were on this council when that was approved back in 2010, I believe. Like for instance, this year, we just wrote a check for, we get $600,000 a year, just a little bit over $600,000 a year from the stormwater utility, $300 in one payment, about $300 in another payment. This year we participated with the County Drainage Board and the city administration. We all got together, and I think we even presented it to the council and the USB to go ahead and pay for city property owners' assessment on Mill Creek. So that was a pretty big number that we paid for this past week. I think it was about $130,000. So sometimes things come up that you really need to deal with, and other things get kind of put back a little bit, but they don't fall off the list. They just might get moved from 18 to 19 or so forth.
I just want to say thank you. You guys are doing a great job. We appreciate all you've done. And you're right, it's so important that our water system and sewer system is in good shape and moving forward to entice any new businesses that might want to come to Vincennes. That's a great way to pave the way for them. I also want to ask about the levy certification. What's the status on that right now?
Well, we met, the mayor and Hunter and I met with a team of people ranging from FEMA to Corps of Engineers, Indiana DNR, engineering consultants about a week ago to kind of kick off a process. We're very close to entering that famous two-year period. And we feel very good about where we are with everything we've done. The seepage control has to be dealt with, and I can get into that with anybody that wants to hear more about that. Certainly Hunter can talk to you about that. We have a very heavily, that levee runs right down through our downtown area, as well as our university. So there's a lot of assets. The railroads down through there, the national parks there, all kinds of fiber optic stuff is down through there. So not to mention our own water and sewer lines. So it's going to be that seepage control piece is the last piece we feel like. We feel like we've got a handle on everything. We are very optimistic about the future of the levy certification. And I will say that FEMA has certainly evolved since we first started this process in 2006. So the mayor was in that meeting as well. I don't know, Joe, if you have any comment about that now. We don't have any real answers yet, but we're headed that direction.
And I'll commend all of you guys, the whole department, all of them. I could tell you that not just because I'm the mayor, but we have the absolute best facilities, the best land facilities, water, sewer, stormwater, in the entire state. And I commend you guys because you are the ones that keep it up and keep it running.
Thank you.
Okay, next on your agenda, we have the SHOTS abatement form, which all it is a good one. Could be okay for us to be signed.
We make a motion that we give the mayor permission to sign the SHOTS abatement forms.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Westfall, sent by Councilman Ravelet, to allow me to sign the abatement forms for SHOT. And this is a yearly thing that you guys do.
Question?
Wayne Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Ravelet?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Kim Sutters?
Yes.
Kim Westfall?
Yes.
Ryan Grove?
Yes.
Okay, we have a vote of 6-0. I will sign those. Next is Resolution 12-2018, a resolution declaring money deposited by the Vincennes Economic Development Commission account as dormant.
Explain that, though.
Basically, there was an Economic Development Commission before there was an RDC. I forget who the three original members are. I know that there's
Bob Lewis.
There's only one that's Mr. Peach is the only one alive. It's pretty much. Dormant just need to be clean on a rainy day, or I just want a motion to
I want to make a motion to read resolution number 12-2018.
Second. Motion by Vice President Westfall, second by Councilman Chapman, to read and approve resolution 12-2018.
Resolution 12-2018, resolution of the Vincennes Common Council declaring monies deposited by the Vincennes Economic Development Commission account as dormant, containing sections 1 and 2. This would and give Sharon the ability to transfer the $28,597.02 plus or minus into the general fund and close that account, which is not being used for length of year.
Does it say general fund or rainy day?
Or rainy day. You can put it in either one, right now it says put it in the general fund, but if you want it in rainy day, we'll put it in rainy day. I have a pattern. Where do you want it?
The best place for it.
Rainy day, state plan, general fund, scale for the using.
Current enjoyment.
Yeah. In the general fund, you don't have to go through the corporation system, rainy day, you have to go through.
It's like you were walking down the street and found pretty case.
Just sitting there. Mr. Mayor, where do you think it should be?
Makes no difference, I'm gonna say rainy day.
Rainy?
Rainy day, it shall be. So with that, you know, I'm changing to section two by, account elimination, section one, transfer to the rainy day fund. The statute lets you put it in the rainy day fund, it should be.
The only reason I said it is because we're getting to spend the money in the city hall.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
With that, too, you go. I would call the question.
Ryan Bell?
Yes.
Glenn Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Marvell?
Yes.
Shelley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Resolution 12-2018 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is ordinance 5-2018, additional appropriation ordinance from TEDA, for the Volker Museum in an amount of $25,000.
A motion for first reading on ordinance 5-2018.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Westfall, second by Alderman Chapman, for first reading of ordinance 5-2018.
Ordinance 5-2018, additional appropriation. Containing sections one and two, $25,000.
Discussion.
This money we've already agreed to be, talked about, put in the budget, correct?
You did this over a year ago and it was $25,000 a year, this is the second payment, $25,000.
Ryan Bell?
Yes.
Glenn Chapman?
Yes.
Dan Marvell?
Yes.
Shelley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 5-2018 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is claims.
Make a motion to approve claims in an amount of $425,894.77.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Westfall, second by Councilman Ravelek, to pay the claims in an amount of $425,894.77.
Ryan Bell?
Yes.
Dan Marvell?
Yes.
Glenn Chapman?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Shelley Rose?
Yes.
Jim Westfall?
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, the claims are paid. Move on to miscellaneous. First is stellar, and just so you know, the reason these weren't on your agenda are your agenda is set by noon on Wednesday. Both of these came up Thursday, and they are time sensitive. The stellar, you probably heard, or you should know, you got an email. We were one of the six finalists in the stellar. Matter of fact, we were in Indianapolis today for the first meeting, which was myself, Mayor Esterbrook, Ellen was with us, Commissioner Kelly Streeter, and County Council Bob Wagner. Went up for a first meeting just to get information on where we go from here. My opinion is if we move forward with Stellar is that we look at the same projects we looked at last year in our Stellar. As you know, there was a housing piece with our Stellar last time, but since then, Andy's received that on his own, so Working with the county and Bicknell, there'll be a different housing piece for this application. So I guess maybe get your thoughts on if you want to continue to move forward with all of this.
Could they still be ranked the same way where we have that gimbal corner kind of thing and then some other things?
The pier.
Right.
And the housing piece could be somewhere outside the city, anywhere in county, right?
Right, or in Bicknell or... So if everybody's good, I can tell you that we will have a public meeting. Right now it's set for May 24th. I believe they said like 9 or 9:30 a.m. But that will be a meeting that all of you should be at, as well as the county council, county commissioners, board of works. Several individuals should be at this meeting. It's May 24th, and we believe at 9 a.m. They said it'll be about 3 hour meeting.
Over here? Is that all that we need?
My guess is, because we're going to have a large, I mean, this is going to include lots of people. So we're probably going to have to look at some place at Vincent's University. So we'll get the information out to everybody. I'm just wanting you to make aware that it starts today, and now all the real work starts. So. And I hope to have a lot of you involved. But for the first meeting, every one of them should be there. Or they recommend that every one of them should be there. Next, at your next meeting, you will be receiving information on a ban, which is a bond anticipation note. As we move forward with the Main Street project, now that we've got the bids and we know the exact dollar amount we need to do, we need to do the bond anticipation note. Basically, all that is a line of credit. So as the RDC pays for this project, as they move along, if they run low on cash, they can draw off of that credit. That has to be approved by the council. So there should be something before you at your next meeting, which is May 14th, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I just want you to be aware that that's coming up. And that's the only way the Main Street project will move forward. So. Okay. Does anybody else have anything on miscellaneous? If not, we just need a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
We are adjourned.
Yeah.
Get signed.
Already did.
Oh, you did? Okay.